BFBS. Your stories. Mount Pleasant, the Falklands.
CBF, as the sun sets on your tour here through the ash cloud, what thoughts do you have on leaving?
Well, very mixed thoughts, I think. I suppose pleasure at coming to the end of the tour and to the end of, I suppose, a whole set of episodes in my life, but real sadness because, you know, having arrived here for the first time in May 1982, there's a whole lot of my naval career that's taken place in these islands, and I don't think I'll come back. So there's a lump of me that's quite sad about going.
And as Commander of British Forces South Atlantic Islands, how's it been commanding a tri-service environment?
Brilliant, absolutely brilliant. And I've got no desire, I think, now to go back to the single service environment. You know, operations in the joint environment are just so much more interesting. They're so much more fun, and they're immensely rewarding. And it's about the people. I've had the great pleasure over the last 18 months of meeting some brilliant people from all three services, learning about them, seeing them at the work, seeing the strengths of the three services. You know, absolutely fantastic experience.
And localisation, that's a bit of a buzzword at the moment across Biff's site at the moment. Can you explain what's been done and what's going to be done with regard to that?
Yes. I guess the background comes out of the Defence Review and the island's economic development strategy. The Defence Review actually went pretty well for the Falkland Islands, but as a result of the redundancy programmes running in all three services, it was very apparent to us that although we had the same mission to do, we were going to have to find a way of doing it with fewer people in uniform. So areas like the airport and the deep water port, Mayor Harbour, look pretty obvious places to start working out how to hand over posts so that we can actually start to grow. Mount Pleasant International Airport, operated by Falkland Islanders, and change East Cove Military Port into a joint port so that we both benefit from it.
What lasting memories will you take back with you and your family back to the UK?
Oh, almost too many to count. The most remarkable, wonderful trip down to South Georgia, which will stay in the memory forever. We've had some fantastic trips around the islands and the outlying islands, places like Steeplejason, which are just so special. The most fabulous landscapes, you know, I think miss the view from the top of Fitzroy Ridge looking east. And of course, the islanders, and we've made some good friends here, and we'll miss them.
What are in the handover notes for Brigadier Aldridge?
There's just one thing. Have fun.
Your stories. BFBS.